Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A major aspect of the Christian lifestyle is integrity. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table with Bible in hand to discuss biblical integrity.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Things that could harm our reputation and our testimony, and I'm talking about in general the Christian community, by compromising our integrity. David, let's first discuss a few biblical passages that actually deal with the issue of integrity.
Sure. Well, I think it might help to actually consider the word for integrity in both the Old and the New Testament in the Hebrew and the Greek. Integrity in the Old Testament means the condition of being without blemish, completeness, perfection, sincerity, upright, and so on. Then in the New Testament, in the Greek, it means honesty and adherence to a pattern of good work. So that lays, I think, the foundation as far as the original languages in the Bible are concerned. And the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about integrity, so I think it'd be good to start there. Proverbs 11:6 says, "The righteousness of the upright will deliver them, but the unfaithful will be caught by their lust." In Proverbs chapter 6, going back to the six things the Lord hates and seven which are an abomination, integrity is a major theme in those things that the Lord hates. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises evil plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness, and someone who sows discord among the brethren. So integrity is a very important thing there. Proverbs 28:6 says, "Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than in perverse in his ways, though he be rich." And then moving to the New Testament, as you think about someone who is to be an elder or an overseer in a local church, in 1 Timothy chapter 3 says, "A bishop then must be blameless." That's all about integrity. And then in 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning verse 15, he says, "Sanctify the Lord in your hearts." And then moving down to verse 16, he says, "Have a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed." So the point is this, that integrity has to do not only with what you do, but the appearance of what you do. And we need to be blameless, which means that not only are we acting with integrity, but we're acting in such a way that our integrity is clear to others.
David James with a biblical approach to true biblical integrity. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. As you listen to Dave's biblical description of integrity, you had to recognize the importance of integrity in the Christian lifestyle. Integrity is not only important for Christian leaders, but for those who are in the pews as well. In fact, the Apostle Paul said that in the last days, men shall depart from biblical integrity. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3. Our world today is full of people that lack integrity, both in the church and outside of the church. It's a true sign of the end of times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...